Blackstone Audio presents Missing Links by Rick Riley. To Ziggy, Sox, Bluto, and the rest of the addicts at Ponkapog Golf Club, Canton, Mass., where golf is way too much fun. Much thanks and a free complimentary press to Leonard, Two Down O'Connor, who actually exists against all odds and reason, Kevin Carton, the best writer nobody ever heard of, Richard Bren, who babysat, David Gernert, Amy Williams, my buddy, Bill Thomas in relief, Jacqueline LaPierre, Linda, Kel, Jake, and Ray, Dorsta Doris Maston, Ken and Lisa Tyler, Art, Janet, and even that temp receptionist, my brother and the goons, who are possibly even more ill than the chops, Mark Mulvoy, Jamie Diaz, and everybody at Zadie's, whose fried egg sandwiches and coffee kept the beast alive. 1. Other than wrecking my best friendships, ruining the happiest time of my life, and causing two perfectly good women to give me a free drop, no closer to the hole, the bet was just one hell of a good idea. Looking back on it, that's the thing that torqued me off the most, the fact that a bet did us all in. I mean, other than sucking down fresh-squeezed Genesees and trying to teach Blue Chow to say, fuck them in the neck, betting was all we did at Ponky. Maybe I should mention that Ponky is better known as Ponkapog Municipal Golf Links and Deli, named by Golf Illustrated as possibly the worst golf course in America. Ponky is to great golf courses what Spam is to the great chefs of Europe, but it had 18 holes most days, which was all we needed to contest our friendly golfing wagers. Even when we got bored betting on Ponky the usual way, we started dreaming up ways to bet on Ponky in unusual ways. For instance, we'd hotwire frog hair.